Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Weber, talking genomics in just a moment. Well, cattle producers at the 29th annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up the 10th through the 14th of July. We'll be broadcasting live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It's going to be coming live and direct from the Beaver Run Resort and Conference Center in Breckenridge, Colorado. They'll be offering 233,000 head during the week, 32,000 head of yearling steers, almost 19,000 yearling heifers, 62,000 weaned calves, and 119,000 calves on cows. On Monday and Tuesday, July 10th and 11th, cattle from regions 3, 4, and 5 will be selling weaned calves and calves on cows on Monday, and then feeder steers, feeder heifers on Tuesday. Region 3 includes Oklahoma and Texas. The region 4 includes Missouri and Kansas cattle. For the entire week's schedule, check out their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Animal scientist Dr. Bob Weber and others just back from the beef improvement seminars that were recently held looking at the future of genomics as it relates to the beef cattle industry. Dr. Tom Lawler of the Holstein Association of the United States was one of those speaking at the conference talking about how genomics have benefited dairy producers, how dairy producers have used genomics to quickly improve their dairy animals. Dr. Weber says there is an application for cow-calf operators to embrace regarding genomics.
You know, if you don't sort of get on the bus and adopt technology, you're not just standing still, you're relatively moving backwards, right? If your competitors, whether that's a fellow breeder or another breed, adopts the technology and uses the technology to accelerate genetic improvement, that has consequence for your business. And one I think is really important for us to think about is, you know, how do we strategically position ourselves to maintain our competitive position or improve that competitive position potentially, particularly with regards to genomics? That means sort of adoption and effective utilization. It's one thing to genotype a bunch of animals. It's a whole nother thing to actually use that information in an effective way to make selection and improvement. So I thought that was a really interesting aspect that he demonstrated out of dairy population. And he had some plots that illustrated the difference between the herds that were using the technology, even at the commercial level, and those that were not, and their genetic and productivity trends over time were diverging. And that speaks really clearly to this idea that you're losing your competitive edge if you don't move towards some of these technologies.
Dr. Weber says we're at a point now that the early adopters have already moved successfully into utilizing genomics, and more cattle producers are embracing them. But it's time to understand the type of decisions that you can make utilizing genomics efficiently.
They see it both as a way to improve the documentation of the genetics they produce, the accuracies of the EPDs improve, but they also use it actively in selection. So figuring out which replacement candidates to keep back. You know, the DNA technology on the cow side now produces as much or more information than that female's lifetime production, which really changes the way you should think about replacement selection as a seed stock producer. You don't want to wait for that cow to prove herself 8 years from now and figure out, well, on average, half of them were successes, half of them were failures, right? We want to make bets up front that those cows are going to be positive contributors of genetics to our bull inventory that we have to market year after year.
Beef cattle specialist Dr. Bob Weber. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.